It was back in September the hall learned it was a finalist in a program called Partners in Preservation, which featured 20 sites around the country that celebrate diversity and the struggle for equality. This week, the National Women's Hall of Fame learned it is one of 11 winning historic sites, something they accomplished with the help of an online public voting campaign. Rebecca Petropoulos is operations manager at the hall. She says the funding will help them in their ongoing effort to renovate the 1844 Seneca Knitting Mill into their new home.
We have outgrown our space. We've kind of hit the limit. And the great thing about this space is as we grow into the space and the organization grows, we aren't just going to be showing the biographies of the inductees. We're looking forward to more programming and some changing exhibits as well.
Petropoulos says millions of dollars have already gone into rehabbing the former knitting mill, and this latest grant will help them fund work on another floor of the building. Randy Gortman, WXXI News.